You're listening to KNX In Depth with Mike Simpson. I'm Charles Feldman.
Florida's governor calling on the director of the FBI to resign because the bureau admits it did not follow protocol, did not follow up on a tip that came in about the Florida school shooter last month.
With us now is Jeffrey Ringel, 21-year veteran of the FBI, where he conducted both criminal and terrorism investigations, now director at the Sufan Group, which provides strategic security intelligence services to governments and multinational organizations. So what exactly, just quickly walk us through, what should the FBI have done, and would it have really made much of a difference?
Well, I think, one, yes, it would have made a tremendous difference. And the way the FBI system works are people call in leads, and it sounds like it went to the centralized database where people can call in on the access line and report information. There should be an FBI person there who takes that information, documents it, and then does a quick scrub on the information, and then pushes that raw data, that lead, out to a investigative field office where the investigation can be done. And what it sounds like is the information came into the access line, into that centralized reporting center, but it never got pushed out to the field.
Did the tips get ranked? Because I'm sure they get a lot of phone calls, right? And some of them are just so-and-so's acting a little bit weird. But the way this one is phrased is that there was a desire to kill people, erratic behavior, disturbing social media posts. And this is from someone who knew of him. So, I mean, that should have sounded alarms.
It should sound alarms, yes. And I have to say, though, many of the calls that come into the data center like that have very similar or very ominous sounding threats like that. But having said that, this is a lead that should have been processed and pushed to the field office immediately, because in the field office, they would have been able to run that information. They would have seen the name Cruz come up. They would have seen that back in September of 2017, there was another reference to a Cruz, and they were that would have been the starting point to kick off the investigation.
Okay, so, but what would have happened? All right, but let's follow that through. So
sure.
if he didn't, though, specifically say, I intend to shoot on this and this date and this place and kill this and this person, but just expressed a desire to kill, could you arrest him, and for what?
No, you can't arrest him, because the first lead, that YouTube lead that was called in from the person from Mississippi, I think it was, that was there was nothing actual in that. The person just identified themselves as a school shooter. But you couldn't identify from whom, who sent that, or find out any other identifying information at that point. The second lead, which came in January, had some more information to it. And at the very least, if it had gotten out to the Miami field office, those agents would have gone out to the person who called that information in, gotten more information on Cruz, who was being reported upon, and then they would have had a definite address they could run. They would have had an identity they could run. They could have then looked at the databases, gone to the local police, seen all the domestic disturbance calls to the house, seen the problems at the school, and that definitely pushes the case, hits the tripwires where there would have been much more activity on this case.
Is there enough to do something at that point with him, though? Because, I mean, the local police had been to that home, as we've heard, a bunch, but that didn't do anything either.
At this point, though, but he cannot be arrested just for the disturbances. I don't know what the Florida state laws are, but he didn't break the law. What it would have allowed the agents to do is to say, we think we have a problem here. Okay, we can put surveillance on them. We could have escalated that from an assessment stage into a full investigation stage. We could have gotten surveillance on this person. We could have used court orders to get wiretaps on this person to see if in fact they were saying anything on the line. They could have gotten court orders to do searches of other social media accounts where he was expressing this hatred or these threats. And again, that's all part of the puzzle that would have built up a better picture of who exactly, Nicholas Cruz was and what sort of threat he presented.
And that leads me. And that
but
leads
at
me,
that point,
yeah. But that leads me to this question, because the other day, as you often hear in these sort of things, the local law enforcement people said once again, if you see something, say something. And we've heard that zillions of times because of concerns about terrorism. And I think the public might be confused because the law gives agencies such as the FBI and prosecutors, does it not, far more latitude to deal with potential terrorism cases than it might something like this.
Well, with the terrorism case, if somebody were to indicate that they wanted to go support a recognized terrorist group, I want to go to Syria to support ISIS, I want to go overseas to support Al-Qaeda, that in itself is a crime. So that, you know, so you jump from that initial assessment phase into a higher level investigation because you've already indicated that you want to break the law. In a case like Nicholas Cruz here, he, you know, yes, he was a troubled person. He was a problem to local law enforcement, I guess, because, you know, he was a problem to the neighbors. But he wasn't hitting the tripwires where he was a major threat at this point. Even it's so much so that he was allowed to legally purchase a weapon because he had no criminal record.
We're just getting this in. The Florida sheriff says his office received about 20 calls regarding this guy over the past few years. Is there enough communication between the locals and the feds? Are they talking enough?
My experience when I was out of the New York office and the NYPD and the FBI worked hand in hand on many, many investigations. And I think that's the way it is throughout the country. But when the local law enforcement get these nuisance complaints, these domestic disturbance complaints, they may not, you know, they are probably not reporting that to the FBI because that's not an FBI matter. That's not a federal matter. If during this investigation, if Cruz had been identified earlier and an investigation had been started, that would have given the FBI the opportunity to sit down with local law enforcement, who then would have said, you know, we have been getting a lot of calls from that house. We've got a lot of problems with that kid. We need to start looking at him. And then they could have worked together. But at this point, the FBI wasn't quite, you know, they really hadn't identified him or started an investigation on him. And the local law enforcement was just getting the daily sort of nuisance complaints about him.
But that leads to this question about identifying him, because Mike and I were shaking our heads earlier today because in one case on social media, you know, this Nicholas Cruz or somebody that we now think may have been him, the name was spelled with all lowercase instead of upper and lowercase.
It's a unique spelling anyway.
Yeah, and but the FBI has claimed that it wasn't able to find who was actually attached to that account, and it leaves people thinking, really? The FBI can't find something like that out?
I don't know what investigative steps were taken at that point. What the FBI, what the first thing they would have done is run the name through the FBI databases. And if the person is not in the FBI databases because they were never the subject of an investigation or never any way involved with the FBI, that name would not come up in the FBI databases. Probably the same with all the other legal databases, that he would not come up. That first the first information that was supplied came out of Mississippi. So, again, they may have been looking at solely Mississippi. But having said that, with a grand jury subpoena, they could have possibly subpoenaed Google to give the identifier information on who owned that account and come up with more information. But even if they came up with the name of Nicholas Cruz, that may not have proved anything because at that point, again, he was not the subject of any other investigations or within the FBI database.
Okay. Jeffrey Ringel, 21-year veteran with the FBI, now with the Soufan Group, provides strategic security intelligence services to governments.
Now, when KNX In-Depth continues in about 4 minutes, the movie some people say they have been waiting a lifetime to see.